The Art and Science of Data in a Workflow, 2022 Tech Outlook by Pat McGrew and Ryan McAbee. Journalists learn to craft a story by following the data points that come from asking who, what, where, when, and how. A modified version of that rubric works for data collection. We want to know why a data point is essential and the best method to collect it. We want to know what metrics will lead us to the insights we need and how often we should collect and analyze them. Not all data is created equal, and not all metrics lead to actionable insight. When it comes to data, there is both art and science to deciding what data points will produce the most benefit. Why is data important? Print service providers naturally fall along the path of value creation or cost reduction based on their business and operating models. Those focused on costs try to consistently manage and reduce the elements necessary to manufacture print. Vendor and supplier contracts are negotiated on the best possible terms. Solutions to increase automation and efficiency to limit labor costs and increase throughput are a high priority. The cost reduction model is analogous to the Amazon system, where scale and fractional cost improvements matter. Other PSPs focus on creating value through more customized, personalized, and higher margin products. These printers develop innovative products that can sell at a premium. They are likely to invest in digital embellishment capabilities like raised printing, coatings, small run flexible pouches, and intricate finishing. The value creation model is like Apple, where creativity and innovation matter most. The reality is that most PSPs attempt to control costs while also expanding into higher margin applications and lines of business. How good are your cost controls? What products are most profitable? These questions need empirical, irrefutable data to be answered, not intuition, anecdotes, and guesswork. Data is the science, but determining what data matters is an art form unique to the goals of each print business. What data is important? There are tens and thousands of data points available in an average print shop. There is machine data that identifies start, stop, stall, restart, jam, and other elements. Printers may also be tracking heater and fuser temperatures, while cutters may be monitoring the elapsed time since the last blade change. There is job data that informs the job ticket and may feed scheduling systems. There is data related to the raw materials needed for the job and to the finished product. You could bury yourself in data, but the better approach is to identify what will help you run the business and the production floor most efficiently. In performing operational assessments with PSPs, we found that the cost of goods sold, profitability, and accounts receivable performance are the best places to start. Start with data that informs your costs. What do you include in your cost of goods sold calculation? For many printers, the focus is on the cost of the raw materials like ink, toner, and paper. Some include the labor cost and the cost to lease and maintain the equipment. But there is a larger list to consider. What is the cost of warehousing the raw materials? What is the cost to power the production floor? What is the cost of waste removal? Are the costs related to unapproved jobs captured? What is the cost of warehousing the finished goods? These may not be relevant for smaller operations, but the larger the operation, the more important they can be for determining how to achieve the target profit margin. Even that is a point of discussion. Are you tracking profitability by job? If so, the data you capture may be painting an inaccurate picture. Profitability comes in many forms, and tracking by job may be disguising issues that would emerge if you track profitability by customer and by product. Some problem customers may erode profitability based on their product mix, high number of touch points during job onboarding, or the level of corrections requested for the work they send. Profitability ranking reports will show outliers that need to be addressed. You might choose to address problem jobs by outsourcing some of the work, ensuring chargebacks are included for corrections and excessive touch points, or by increasing pricing. A similar approach can be used to rank profitability by product type. It is impossible to produce all applications with the same efficiency. Less profitable products may be outsourced or eliminated from your product offerings. Finally, pay attention to the speed and accuracy of your invoicing. to increase your accounts receivable performance. Too often, manual review steps, like having the salesperson verify changes, are added before the job can be invoiced. These handshakes add unnecessary complexity and extend the time before you get paid for your services. They might also lead to unapproved discounting, not accounted for when the job was quoted. Most print MIS solutions can track changes to the job order that incur additional charges to automatically reconcile the job costs and invoicing, streamlining the process. Where is the data? Your print MIS and accounting solutions are the keepers of important business data. Many of these reports, like profitability and COGS, require accurate costing data and, more importantly, capturing information from the shop floor. Unfortunately, shop floor data collection is an underused function for many shops that own a print MIS solution. The key to internal adoption is to get the minimum amount of information with the least amount of input from the operators. Basic times and material consumption are a good balance between the effort required versus the benefit. Since the reports are pulled as needed, the data can be batched in intervals instead of setting up real-time data, which is more complex and costly. Increasingly, some of the information, like run times and ink consumption, is captured by new generations of equipment with built-in sensors. The machine data is typically presented in vendor-specific dashboards, but may be accessible to other systems through field-based data exchanges. When integrated, the machine data provides an accurate record from the device while freeing the operator to focus on running the job and maintaining quality standards. Blending art and science. Like PSPs who blend the value and cost reduction methods in their business, finding the right mix of art and science to collect and interpret data is critical to success. There is no value in collecting an endless amount of data with no ability to mine it for insights. There is equally little value in analyzing data that cannot provide actionable insights. The goal of every print shop should be to look at the shop floor workflow touchpoints and available machine data to identify the best actionable data, then prioritize the list and begin to build the data collectors and analytics processes to feed your strategic business decisions. As time passes, continue to fine-tune your processes by evaluating the data you collect and the insights you gain to improve your long-term success.